Hello, and welcome to Sassy's Erotic Tales. I'm your hostess, Sassy. If you've ever been in a long relationship, you know it's hard to stay inspired in the bedroom. You have to try new things to keep your lovemaking exciting and fresh. You might first try new positions, then lubes and toys, then maybe odd locations. And eventually, you might start talking about adding another person. This story is called Loves of My Life and offers a taste of how hot adding another person can be.
Loves of My Life. Doug, my husband, and I have always had fun, adventuresome sex, sometimes with each other. I'm joking. Well, mostly. We were really interested in inviting a woman to join us for a threesome, something we talked about but never done. Doug had been with other women and I had been with other men. But other than telling each other in vivid, lurid detail about exactly what we did and how it felt, we hadn't really shared the experience. We decided that it was time to bring that third person into the bedroom for both of us to enjoy. We agreed that we would start with another woman. I felt I was less likely to get jealous than Doug of actually being in the same room. Also, I was curious. I've kissed women before, but usually just a little tongue at a bar or party or to tease and titillate Doug and the other guys watching. Not that I didn't enjoy it when I did it, but it usually wasn't about my pleasure as much as it was about the show. We didn't want to involve any friends or neighbors in this. We wanted it kept private. We live in a conservative small town outside Richmond and wanted to be able to sit down for meals at the local restaurant without everyone pointing and whispering. If you've ever lived in a small town, you understand. We also didn't want to go to a big city and pick up a stranger and try this in some anonymous hotel. Our bedroom is absolutely beautiful, our bed large and decadently comfortable, and I have a large collection of toys, lotions, story CDs, costumes, etc. that I wouldn't want to try and pack up. Why have such a great location if not to use it? So we started visiting online swinger sites and looking for someone not too far away who could drive in for dinner and a show, so to speak. It took some time and searching, but finally we both started emailing and instant messaging this one woman, Gina. And both of us found her witty and delightful, as well as very creative in her fantasies. After discussing it with one another and having some really great sex because we were just so damn worked up at the possibilities, we proposed. We invited Gina to come to our place on a Saturday. She could come in midday and we'd get to know one another. If we all agreed and things were moving along well, she was welcome to stay overnight with us. No pressure at all. If we just enjoyed one another's company but didn't feel that animal attraction, then she would have the guest suite. If things clicked, then we'd see what happened. The day arrived, as did Gina. She was very Italian. Long legs, long curling hair, great skin that glowed with natural color, a smallish waist with curvy hips. She had round, full breasts that looked like they could feed an army. Just the sort of dark, smoldering sex goddess you'd expect in some 1950s or 1960s film. I was madly in lust at first sight. We kissed hello, as is customary in Italy. Didn't matter that her family came to the U.S. before mine did. We still kissed hello, a lovely lingering kiss. She tasted like little green apples. She and Doug kissed hello, too. Their kiss was a bit more aggressive and hot, while our kiss has been more probing and tentative. We had a fantastic afternoon. We all drank wine, ate cheese and fruit that I'd set out, gently touched and caressed one another in a very relaxed way. We all wanted to take our time, and I can say this, I was so wound up and calmly happy at the same time. It was just crazy. We changed for dinner. It was so old-fashioned, but I really enjoyed taking a bath and massaging lotions all over my body. I applied a light dusting of powder and a spray of floral scent before slipping into an off-white cotton frock that was perfect for a light dinner and romance. Doug looked wonderful in slacks, a dress shirt, and lightweight blazer. Gina took my breath away in her gypsy skirt and bohemian top. After a leisurely dinner, we relaxed on the porch with our drinks as the sun went down and the air turned a little cooler. I suggested we have a soak in the hot tub. Gina thought that sounded fantastic, stood, slipped the skirt down from her nipped-in waist across her hips and to her feet, then stepped out of it. She wasn't wearing anything underneath, and she had the most lovely hairy pussy. I could see moisture sparkling in the hairs and knew she was wet and excited about our evening. She pulled her top over her breasts and head. She was like Venus sprung from the foam, standing there naked before us. She picked up her glass of wine, walked to the hot tub, dipped in a toe, then lowered her body in, sighing with pleasure as she did so. I almost came just watching her. Doug was mesmerized. I would have felt a little jealous, except I think I was as much or more in love with Gina at this point than Doug. Doug stripped next. He's a runner and has a slim build with lean muscles. This only makes his large cock seem that much bigger and longer. It was hanging long, a little hard, but not completely upright yet. He has to be totally hard for it to raise up because it's so long. Gina pursed her lips in admiration, and I stood there feeling proud that such a gorgeous cock belonged to my husband. Silly, I know, but still I bask in the glory of being the woman who possessed such a fine specimen. Doug slipped into the water next to Gina. He cupped her breast and gave her a wet kiss, pulling and fondling her nipple. I slipped inside for a moment to let them have some time together. I went ahead and undressed inside, then walked out to the deck in all my glory. I have fiery red hair, and when I came out, the sun was just sinking over the horizon, and I know that it bathed my body in its last lights, showing me off for all my luscious curves. I'm not very tall and have large breasts and hips. I'm what men call voluptuous, and I love my body. I could tell that Gina and Doug did, too, as they stopped their embrace to just watch me as I approached, hips swaying gently. I smiled as I sat down next to Doug, sliding my hand under the water and feeling between Doug's legs. He was hard as a rock. I was impressed and hoped Gina was as well. We sat and talked for a while, sipping at our wine and letting our hands and legs drift and intermingle. After a few minutes, I asked Doug to go back inside and turn on the music for us. This left me alone with Gina, and we took full advantage of the time with wet kisses and touches that left me aching. Gina told me she thought I had very sexy breasts. Hers are large and round, while mine are really oval-shaped and pendulous. Gina lifted my breasts in her hands, caressing my already hard nipples. We kissed, and her hand slid down my stomach to between my legs. She pushed my thighs apart and slipped her fingers into my mound, pulling at my little thatch of hair and probing gently up into me. I let my mouth wander down her neck and shoulder to her breast. Then I pulled a nipple into my mouth. I couldn't believe this was my first time with a woman. Everything about Gina felt just perfect and right. Looking up at the window, I could see Doug watching us. I slid my hands to Gina's waist and pulled her hard against me. I started to grind up against her. I wanted to make her body melt into mine so there was no separateness at all. The door opened and Doug came back to join us. He lowered himself into the water behind Gina and slowly moved in closer until she was sandwiched between us. He put his hands on her hips and then started to massage and caress her lower back and ass. He smoothed his hands up her waist to her breasts and caressed them, kissing her back and neck. I raised my head up to meet his, and we kissed at her shoulder as Gina ran her tongue along mine. We all started to rearrange, and Gina turned around so that she faced Doug and had her lovely ass pressed up against me. I put my hands on her hips and buried my face in her hair and neck. Doug spread her legs apart and started to move forward as Gina begged him to put his cock into her. I helped guide his gigantic penis into her, running my hand along its length and also thrumming my palm against Gina's clit. As I mentioned, Doug is enormously long, and it took some gentle pushes and additional spreading to get him in. Gina moaned as I continued to play with her clit. As he started to pull out and push back into her, she pressed back against me, putting her head back so it leaned against my shoulder. I could lean over and kiss her from this position, and as I did, I felt her body vibrate, and she bit my lip as she came. Doug pulled out of her soon after and floated over to the other side of the hot tub to watch. He was stroking his cock and smiling as I sat up on the edge of the tub, spread my legs, and Gina slipped her tongue into me. I was so turned on and wet. She licked me and stuck her tongue up into me, wiggling it around until I came. It was immensely pleasurable. Gina and I both sated for the moment, kissed and stroked one another until I suggested we move inside. As soon as we entered the bedroom, I invited Gina to lie down. I had never tasted another woman. She smelled wonderful, and I buried my face between her legs, pushing my tongue well up into her. Doug, meanwhile, had slipped around so that his cock was at her mouth. I could lick her and look up and see her as she ran her tongue along his shaft, sucking at the tip and fondling his balls. As I slid my finger up into her wet depths, I could feel her muscles tighten. I sucked her clit up into my mouth and pulled at it, making her come again. Gina sat up and we switched positions with me on my back. She put her tongue down between my legs, but stayed hovered over me, so we were in a 69. Doug came up behind her where she knelt above my face, and he slid his cock into her, and I tongued her so I could taste them both. He pulled his cock out and played the head along her taint and her sweet little puckered hole. He had gotten some of our flavored lube out and warmed it in his hands. He dribbled it on her ass and, using his cock, massaged it into her, loosening her up until his head slipped easily into her tight little hole. I tongued his balls and then her clit, going back and forth between the two. She was moaning and writhing above me, pressing her face hard between my legs and mashing her mouth against my pussy. I started to orgasm and grabbed her by her hips, lifting my body up off the bed. She too started to come. Doug pulled himself out and came on her back. His cum slid down her ass to my face where I licked it up and then pressed my face into her bush again, rubbing it all around. It was the most erotic time we've ever had. And except for Doug, Gina is the love of my life. She lives in our guest suite, and together we put up with the small town whispers and stares. I just think that they're all jealous. And who wouldn't be?
Who says three's a crowd, right? Sounds like a pretty sexy deal to me. All that pleasure, right at your fingertips, every day. Speaking of pleasure, how about adamandeve.com? They have everything you need to inspire yourself and others. Plus, they're my sponsor, and I love them. They've provided me with an offer code that will save you money. So go to adamandeve.com, shop, and at checkout, type offer code SASSY. That's S-A-S-S-Y. You can get 50% off almost any one item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a free mystery gift. That's it for this week. Thanks so much for stopping by. Join me next week on Sassy's Erotic Tales for another sexy story. Until then, sweet and sexy dreams.